谢谢师班为我们。谢谢师班带领我们所献的诗歌。
Thank you, the choir, for leading the song for us.
在这里先代表教会向各位弟兄姐妹们问安。
First, I'd like to represent the church to greet all of you tonight.
祝你们圣诞节啊平安。
May you have Christmas peace.
今天晚上是圣诞夜。
Tonight is Christmas Eve.
我们在这里聚会。
We're gathered to have worship tonight.
我们是为了要纪念圣主耶稣基督的降生。
We're here to remember the birth of the Son of God.
我要用约翰福音十章十节的后半节。
I'd like to read from John chapter 10, the second half of verse 10.
和弟兄姐妹们来分享今天晚上圣诞夜的信息。
To share with you the message of tonight of Christmas Eve.
约翰福音第十章是主耶稣向他的门徒讲述一个好牧人的比喻。
This passage is taken from the parable from Jesus, the parable of the Good Shepherd.
在这一段很短的经文里头，
In this very short verse,
主耶稣告诉他的门徒们，
Jesus told his disciples,
他是一个好牧人，
that he is a good shepherd.
他为什么来到这个世界上？
Why did he come to this earth?
我们一起先用中文来读这一段经文，然后我们再用英文来念一遍。
First, let's read it in Chinese and then English.
我来是要羊得生命，也得的更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
我们一起低头，我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝，
Dear Heavenly Father,
你众儿女们今天在这里，我们欢聚一堂。
Your children are gathered here tonight in celebration.
我们要庆祝你圣子的降生。
We want to celebrate the birth of your Holy Son.
我们在这里用一个敬虔的心。
We come with a respectful heart.
求你用你自己的话语。
Please use your own words.
让我们能够更认识你自己。
That we may get to know you better.
也让我们能够从你的话语当中，
and through your word, from your word,
能够认识你所带给我们的这样子的一个圣诞节的礼物，
that we may come to know the gift of Christmas.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名而求。
We pray this in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 今天我要为大家分享的这一个信息的题目叫做圣诞礼物。
Tonight I want to share with you the topic of the gift of Christmas.
在西方的国家里，
In the Western world,
圣诞节是一个庆祝主耶稣降临的一个节期。
It is a holiday for celebrating the birth of Jesus.
因为这个节期是在一年的最后的几天。
Because the holiday is towards the end of the year.
跟这个第二年的新年非常的接近，
and very close to the beginning of the new year.
所以大家都会有一个比较长的假期。
So everyone has a slightly longer holiday season.
所以大家也就成为一个我们一个家人团聚的节期。
And therefore it's a time for family get together.
当家人聚在一起的时候，
when family get together,
我们常常会准备一份礼物送给我们的亲人。
We often prepare gifts for our beloved ones.
来表达我们对家人的一个爱心和关心。
To show our care and our love for our family.
如果在座的各位弟兄们，
If those brothers who are sitting here today,
如果你是在美国出生的，长大的，
If you were born in the U.S. and grew up here in U.S.
如果你们还没有准备好你的，给你太太和孩子准备好你的圣诞礼物。
If you have not bought a gift for your wife and your kids,
你可能会有大麻烦。
You will probably be in big trouble.
如果在座的各位弟兄
，And if brother you are here today，
是从来到美国的第一代移民
，And you are of a first generation immigrated here to the U.S.，
就是像我一样
，Like Elder Frank，
那情况就不太一样
，Then the situation is slightly different。
我们家在圣诞节前是不进行任何采购的。
In our family, we don't do any shopping before Christmas.
如果我现在已经把我的圣诞礼物都买好的话
，If I have already purchased my Christmas gifts，
我回家以后也会有麻烦。
Then I will be in big trouble when I get home.
我们家的圣诞节礼物是要在圣诞节以后买的。
Our Christmas gifts are purchased after Christmas.
是要等那个大减价开始以后
，At the beginning of the after Christmas sale，
我们家才会去买那个圣诞礼物。
Then our family will buy the Christmas gifts.
从感恩节到圣诞节之间
，Between Thanksgiving and Christmas，
大家都会为着家人、为着朋友去购买、寻找这一个圣诞礼物。
Everyone will go seek the perfect gift for the family.
这段时间大概有三个礼拜左右的时间。
It's about 3 weeks long.
根据统计数字
，And from the statistics。
美国的总零售金额在这段时间里头
，The total during that period that is spent，
可以高达35到40个 billion 美金之多。
It will reach somewhere between $35 to $40 billion。
我想在座的各位对这个数字都有一些贡献。
I'm sure each one of you have some sort of contribution to that figure。
今天晚上我和大家分享的题目是这个圣诞礼物。
Tonight I share with you the topic of Christmas gift.
但是这个圣诞礼物是跟圣诞老人不相关的。
But this gift is not related to Santa Claus.
这一份礼物是没有办法用金钱买到的。
This gift cannot be purchased with money.
但是它是却是一份非常宝贵的礼物。
But it is a very precious gift.
这一份礼物影响了我们现在的一生。
This gift affects our whole life.
这份礼物也会影响我们离世以后的光景。
It will also affect us after we leave this world.
2000多年以前
，More than 2,000 years ago，
的一个晚上
，On one evening，
在伯利恒一家旅店的马槽里
，In the inn of a Bethlehem，
有一个小孩出生
，A small child was born。
这个小孩是上帝赐给我们的一个礼物。
This child is God's gift to us.
这个小孩子是上帝唯一的爱子。
This child is God's only son.
今天晚上我们的聚会。
And tonight in our meeting here.
我们也是要庆祝上帝赐给我们这样一份礼物。
We want to celebrate what God has given us.
我们用这短短的一段经文来思考一下这一份礼物。
So let us ponder on this short verse.
首先我们看一下这个礼物的来头。
First, look at the source of this gift.
这段经文说我来了。
This verse says, I have come.
这是一段很短的句子。
It is a very short phrase.
但是它却带着一个很强的主动性。
But it represents a very self-initiated.
这是上帝他主动赐给我们的一份礼物。
This gift was initiated by God.
不是我们去找的。
It is not something that we have found.
你找也找不到。
You cannot find it.
也不是我们去买的。
We cannot buy it.
你买也买不到。
For you cannot buy it.
也不是我们去要的。
It's not because we want it.
你要也要不到。
You cannot get it even if you want it.
这份礼物是宇宙至高的真神耶和华神他赐给我们的一份礼物。
This is a gift from the Most High God of this universe.
很多年以前，我有一次回台湾去看我的父亲。
Many years ago, Elder Frank returned to Taiwan to visit his father.
在我父亲退休以前
，Before his father retired,
他是国民党的高干。
He was a high political official.
所以他有很多政治的关系。
So he had many political friends.
他虽然退休了。
Even though he had retired,
但是还有很多人常常来看他。
Many of his friends came to visit him.
他老人家平常没有事的时候喜欢喝两杯。
When he had time, he liked to take a couple of drinks.
所以他的朋友来看他的时候，都送给他一瓶很好的好酒。
So when his friends visited, they always bring a bottle of good wine.
我回到家里以后
When Elder Frank returned home,
我看家里其他的好酒都被他喝完了。
I saw most of the bottles were all empty.
只有一瓶好酒。
Only one bottle was left.
他把它放在他的书柜上面。
He put it on the top of his bookshelf.
我的父亲他不舍得喝那瓶酒。
He didn't want to drink that bottle.
我看了那瓶酒以后，也是我很喜欢的酒。
It was also a favorite of Elder Frank's.
我也想喝他一下。
He also wanted to drink it.
所以我就问我的父亲，他为什么不喝那瓶酒
？So Elder Frank asked his father, "Why didn't you drink it?"
我父亲告诉我说
，And his father replied,
他说那是这个马英九总统送给他马英九总统的父亲送给他的一瓶酒。
That bottle was a gift from President Ma Ying-jeou to Elder Frank's father.
我父亲还带拿出一套西装给我看。
His father also brought out a suit.
他说这是马英九总统送给他的。
It was a gift from President Ma Ying-jeou.
他也不舍得穿。
He also didn't take it out to wear it.
他把它挂在衣架里头。
He just hung it in the closet.
所以当一个有地位有身份的人
So when a person of high rank,
他如果送给你一份礼物
When he gives you a gift,
你可能常常会把它看为宝贝把它放在那个地方。
You probably look at it as a precious gift, and you're going to put it there and just leave it there.
就像我爸爸的那瓶好酒和西装一样。
Just like Elder Frank's father, the way he placed the bottle of wine and the suit.
在他心里头看为是宝贝。
In his eyes, those were very precious.
今天如果美国的总统或者是乔治亚州的州长
，If today the president of the United States or the governor of Georgia.
送给你一份礼物
gave you a gift.
我想你也会特别看重这份礼物。
I think you will also look at the gift a lot of preciousness.
可是现在的万主之主，万王之王
But now, this God, Lord of Lords and King of Kings,
他送给你一份礼物
He has given you a gift.
请问你看重吗
Do you look at it with preciousness?
我们基督徒都知道
We Christians know.
上帝送给我们这份礼物
God gives us this gift.
就是他自己的爱子
It is His Son.
就是我们的主耶稣基督
His beloved Son, Jesus Christ.
因为了我们的罪
Because of our sin.
因为我们的过犯
Because of our transgressions.
他被钉死在十字架上
He was hung on the cross.
成为我们的救主
And became our Savior.
我不知道大家是不是想过
I don't know if each of us or each of you have thought
如果我是一个小偷
If I am a thief
我在法庭里头法官判了我坐牢三年
And the judge has given me 3 years of prison time
您是不是愿意送我一份礼物
Would you give me a gift
让你身边的最爱的儿子
So such that your most beloved son
去帮我坐这三年的牢
Will come and take my place in prison.
如果今天你问我这个问题
If you were to ask me this question,
我会告诉你
I will tell you.
对不起，我不愿意
I'm sorry. The answer is no.
但是我们的上帝却愿意
But our God was willing.
我们的上帝是赐给我们何等宝贵的一份礼物
Our God has given us such a precious gift.
再来，我们要看一下这份礼物的内容。
Next, we want to look at the content of this gift.
今天晚上，如果你回家的时候
，When you go home this evening,
发现你的车库门口有一份礼物
，You discover there's a gift outside of your garage door.
你除了想知道这个礼物是谁送的以外
，Besides wanting to know who was the gift from,
你一定很想知道你收到一个什么样的礼物。
You must want to know what is the gift.
这段经文说
And this verse has told us
我们的主耶稣来是要他的羊也就是要让我们得生命
Our Lord Jesus came that we may have life
这份礼物是要给我们一个生命
This gift is to give us life
这里说要得。
Here it says that we may have.
不仅仅是指我们拥有一样东西。
Not that only we have something.
这个字更表示说我们要进入一种状态。
But that we are going into a status.
所以在这里的生命。
So the life here.
更是指一种状态。
Is also a status.
这节经文用的生命这个字。
The verb, the word life used in this verse.
和启示录二十二章所用到那一个天国的生命和生命树的那个生命。
When compared to the book of Revelation, talks about the river of life and the tree of life, that word life.
使徒约翰他用了同一个字。
The Apostle John has used the same word life.
所以这个生命指的不是我们今天这个气息会败坏的生命。
So this life here is not just talking about the life that we have on earth today.
这个生命是指一个从神而来的生命，与神同在的生命。
But rather this life is from God, is to be with God.
所以当我们这些罪人接受得到这个生命以后，
So we sinners, once we have received this life,
这个礼物会改变，也更新我们的生命。
This gift not only changes, but it will renew our life.
虽然我们现在还活在地上，
although we are still living on this world, on this earth,
可是我们却可以享受一个天国一样的生命。
But we can enjoy a heavenly life.
我们的生活状态，
the conditions of our life,
就会在地不在天一样。
It's like we are in heaven and not on earth.
从前有一个牧师。
There was once a pastor.
他常常到监狱里头去传福音。
He used to visit the prisons.
有一次，牧师带了一个小偷信主。
One time he led a thief to Christ.
这个小偷出狱以后。
After the thief got out of jail.
他来到这个牧师他牧养的教会。
He went to join the pastor's church.
这个小偷他接受了洗礼。
He was baptized.
他成为我们族内的一个弟兄。
And he became a Christian.
而且常常会来聚会。
And he often went to worship.
有一天这个小偷他手实在太痒了。
One day, the thief, his hand started to itch again.
他经不起这个试探。
He could not overcome the temptation.
所以他又去偷了一次东西。
So he went and stole again.
在他信主以前，
Before he became a Christian,
他每次偷了东西以后，
After he stole something,
他都非常的兴奋，
He was very excited.
他觉得很有成就感，
He felt very successful and accomplished.
但是这一次不太一样，
But this time he was felt differently.
他偷了东西以后，
After he stole the things,
他痛哭流涕，
He cried in sorrow.
他来到这个牧师的前面，
He came to the pastor.
他告诉牧师说他无药可救了。
He told the pastor that he was hopeless.
他内心非常的后悔他去偷了东西。
He was very regretful that he stole something.
所以他告诉牧师说，
So he told the pastor,
他可能还没有重生得救。
Maybe I'm not saved yet.
这个时候牧师不但没有责备他，
Then the pastor not only not scold him,
而且跟他恭喜他，
But congratulated him.
跟他说你已经得救了。
And said, you are indeed saved.
告诉他说，因为圣灵告诉他，偷东西是不对的。
And he said, because the Spirit, Holy Spirit has told him, it is not right to steal.
因为这个小偷有了一个新的生命。
Because this thief has a new life.
他知道偷东西是不对。
He knew that it was not right.That it is not right to steal.
对这个小偷来讲，
As far as the thief goes,
他在信主以前和信主以后，
Before he became saved versus after he became saved,
他有两个不同的生命。
He had two different lives.
他在信主以后，
After he became saved,
他有一个新的生命。
He has a new life.
如果你要我给生命下一个定义，
If you were to ask me about the definition of life,
我会说，
I will tell you,
生命是一种价值观和生活方式的选择。
That life is a value system and a lifestyle.
对我们一个基督徒来说
，To us Christians，
我们的生命
，Our life，
是要选择合神心意的价值观和生活方式。
Is to choose the value system that is consistent with God and to a lifestyle that is pleasing to God.
在这一个刚才小偷的故事里头
，In the story of the thief just now，
不可偷盗是在十诫之中。
Do not steal is one of the Ten Commandments.
这是合神心意的一个价值观。
This is something that is consistent with God's value system.
不再偷去偷东西。
Not to steal.
是一个合神心意的一个生活方式。
And not steal is a new lifestyle.
今天我们下班回家以后。
Today, after when we come back from work.
我们是如何使用我们的时间
？How do we spend our time?
我们是上网。去看电视呢
？Do we go on the internet to look at shows？
还是我们去读圣经，去阅读一些属灵的书籍
？Or do we take out our Bible, read the Bible, or read spiritual books？
主日的时候，我们来到了教会。
On Sundays, when we come to church，
我们只是坐在椅子上面来敬拜、服侍上帝呢
？Are we just sitting in a chair to worship God？
还是有时候我们也会参加教会的服侍？来崇拜我们的上帝。
Or are we sometimes serving God as a form of worship?
当我们领到了我们辛苦工作的薪水的时候
，When we receive our paycheck，
我们是把我们的奉献分别出来呢
？Do we set aside our portion of offering？
还是到了月底、年底的时候
？Or do we wait until the end of the month or maybe the end of the year？
把我们的剩下来的再奉献给上帝。
And we take out the leftover portion.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，as offering to God, dear brothers and sisters.
在这些选择当中
，in among these many choices.
你知道哪些是合神心意的选择吗
？Do you know what are the things that are pleasing to God?
请问哪一些是我们每一天的选择
？I ask you, what are your daily choices?
最后，我们要看一下这份礼物的价值。
Then we're going to look at the value of this gift.
圣经这些经文说
，In this verse it says，
我们要得到一个更丰盛的生命。
That we will have a full life.
丰盛这四个字有两层的意思。
There's two aspects to the word full.
第一层的意思
，The first level is，
也是大家马上会想到的意思。
Is what most of us think right away.
丰盛是对一个量的形容。
Full is a description of the quantity.
指的我们是有很多。
It may mean that we have a lot of.
多的超出我们的需要。
It is more than what we need.
除此以外。
Besides that.
丰盛还有，也是对一个值的形容。
The fullness also is described by its quality.
它指的是一种不同凡响、更超越、更提升的意思。
It's describing something that exceeds and that is super.
比如说，一个刚刚信主的基督徒。
For example, a new Christian.
他可能原来是一个不太有爱心的人。
Maybe this new Christian doesn't have a lot of love.
但是他在信主以后。
But after he became a Christian.
主的爱进到他的心里头。
The love of God has entered into his heart.
他也开始慢慢有了爱心。
And he gradually has love in his heart.
这是一种生命品质的提升。
It is a quality of life that is being raised.
而且这个爱心也越来越多。
And also, the quality of this love is growing.
这一种的改变。
This kind of a change.
同时包含了质和量的提升。
Is a raising of not only the quantity but also the quality.
在我们刚刚信主的时候
，When we first became Christians，
我们所看重的
，What we consider important，
可能多半是一个外在的或者是一个物质上的丰盛。
Maybe what we only see with our eyes， the materialistic things。
我们的耶和华神是一个丰盛的神。
Our Lord Jesus， Jehovah God is a abundant God。
他会照着他的心意和我们的需要给我们丰盛。
He will give us abundance according to our needs.
但是我们耶和华神给的不光只是外在物质上的丰盛。
But our God does not just give us the external, the materialistic needs.
他这里所指的丰盛，可能指的是另外一种丰盛。
The abundant life that's talked about here is probably referring to something else.
随着时间信主越来越久
，As we grow in our Christian walk，
我们和上帝的关系也就越来越亲近。
Our relationship with God has become closer and closer.
我们所看重、所享受的是一种内在的和灵命上的一种丰盛。
What we treasure is the more internal, the spiritual life, the spiritual richness.
有一次我看到一张照片。
One time, Elder Frank saw a photograph.
这个照片上面有一个修女。
It was a photograph of a nun.
她紧紧抱着一个小女孩。
She was holding a little girl tightly.
她抱着一个被遗弃而且看起来很瘦弱的小女孩。
It was a girl who looked like she was abandoned and very thin.
在这个小女孩小小的脸上。
And on the little girl's face.
她有一种被人关心爱护的一种满足感。
It was an expression of someone who was loved and she was satisfied.
她还有一种在爱里的安全感。
She felt safe in being surrounded by love.
因为这个小女孩的满足感和安全感。
Because the little girl felt safe and loved.
这个修女的脸上也流露出来一种满足感。
The expression on the nun also showed love and satisfaction.
我看到上帝给这个修女有一个丰盛的爱。
I saw that God has given this nun an abundant love.
这个爱从她的心里头满了出来。
And this love has overflown from her heart.
这种爱满出来就是一种丰盛。
And this love that's overflown is an abundance.
在这个修女的生命里头。
In the life of this nun,
她让周围的人感受到这种丰盛。
She allowed the people around her to also feel this love.
因为在她这样的一个丰盛。
Because of this abundant life,
上帝的名得到了荣耀。
God's name has been glorified.
这个修女就是大家所知道的 Mother Teresa.
And this nun is the famous Mother Teresa that everyone knows.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
我们的生命丰盛吗？
Is your life abundant?
上帝的名是不是因为我们的丰盛而得到了荣耀？
Is God's name glorified because of your abundant life?
圣诞夜是要纪念我们主耶稣基督的降生。
Christmas Eve is to celebrate the birth of Jesus.
他来到世界上。
He came to this earth.
是为了我们这些所有的罪人。
Because of each of us sinners.
他在十字架上付出了他的生命。
On the cross, he gave his life.
但是因为他的牺牲。
And because of his sacrifice.
因为他的付出。
Because of him giving up.
我们得到了一个新的生命。
We have received a new life.
而且是一个丰富的生命。
And it is an abundant life.
一个合神心意的丰盛。
A life which is consistent and pleasing to God.
不是我们要得多少。
It's not that we want how much we want to get.
好，而是我们要能够给多少。
But rather how much we can give out.
主耶稣基督在十字架上的牺牲。
The sacrifice of Christ on the cross.
让我们看到这一个丰盛的真理。
Has allowed us to see this.The truth of this abundance.
最后，我用这一个故事来结束今天的信息。
Lastly, I want to share with you the story.
这是一个遇到的故事。
This is a story of.
不是真实的故事。
This is not a true story.
有一天，有两个天使。
One day there were two angels.
他们来到了上帝的面前。
They went before God.
他们向上帝要求说。
They asked God.
他们想来到这个世界。
They wanted to come into this world.
来经历一下人的生活。
To experience the life of humans.
上帝想了一下。
And so God thought for a moment.
就答应了他们。
and agreed.
但是在这两个天使离开以前，
but before the two angels left,
上帝给了他们一个选择。
He gave each of them a choice.
他们可以做一个常常得的人。
They can choose to be someone who receives.
也可以做一个常常给的人。
Or they can choose to be someone who gives a lot.
其中一个天使马上说：“我要做一个得的人。”
So one of the angels answered immediately, "I want to be the one that gets a lot."
另外一个天使就很欣然地接受，愿意做一个给的人。
And the other one said, "I want to be the one to give a lot."
这两个天使来到地上以后，来到世界以后。
So these two angels came to the earth.
一个天使他蛮有爱心。
One angel was full of love.
常常用自己所拥有的去帮助别人。
And often used whatever he had to help others.
因为他常常要去给。
Because he often had to give out.
所以上帝也就在这个天使的需要上给他更多。
So God replenished his needs.
最后这个天使经历了一个丰盛的生命。
And this angel experienced an abundant life.
而另外一个天使。
And the other angel.
他天天在等待别人给他。
He waits daily to receive what others give.To receive things from others.
所以上帝也就不再给他任何东西。
So God didn't give him anymore.
所以这个天使每天站在大街小巷。
So this angel stands on the street.
成为一个乞丐，等待别人去给他。
And became a beggar, waiting for others to give to him.
所以他经历一个很贫穷的生命。
So he experienced a very poor life.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
请问你的选择是什么？
What is your choice?
是一个给的生命，还是一个得的生命？
Is it a life of give or is it a life of receive?
上帝说，
God has said,
当我们先求他的国和义的时候，
When we seek his first, his kingdom,
这些东西都要加添给你们。
And his righteousness, then all these things will be added on to you.
如果上帝把他的丰盛给了我们，
If God gives us His abundant,
而我们把这个丰盛放在我们的心里和口袋里，
and yet we put this abundant life into our pocket,
我们又如何见证上帝的丰盛和荣耀呢？
Then how do we testify the abundance and the glory of God?
求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
学习用他给我们的丰盛来荣耀他自己的圣名。
To learn how to take to receive his abundant life and to share with others so that we may glorify his name.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
谢谢你真的是将你独生的一个爱子赐到了我们当中。
Thank you that you have given your one and only son
成为我们这些罪人的救赎。
To become the savior of us sinners.
让我们在这个世界的时候。
So that while we are on this earth.
我们得到了一个丰盛的生命。
So that we may have an abundant life.
也在我们离世的时候。
And one day when we leave this earth.
我们也能够享受一个与你同在永恒的生命。
We will be able to be forever with you.And have eternal life.
在这一个圣诞夜的晚上
On this Christmas Eve,
我们庆祝你让你爱子降生来到这个世界。
We celebrate how that you gave your only son to us.
我们在此献上我们的感恩。
We again want to give our thanks to you.
我们奉主耶稣基督的圣名而求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Today we're going to have communion to remember the birth of our son, Lord Jesus.
在哥林多前书第十一章二十二、二十六节说，你们每逢喝吃这饼、喝这杯，为的是表明主的死，只等到他再来。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26.
今天我们是要庆祝主耶稣他第一次来。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
我们他将来还会要再来。
We know that he will be coming again.
所以不论任何人不按照你的饼吃这饼喝这杯，就干犯主的身和主的血了。
Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sin against it.
人应当自己省察。
A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.
然后吃这饼喝这杯。
Then he can eat the bread and drink the cup.
因为人吃喝。
For anyone who eats and drinks,
若不分辨是主的身体，
without recognizing the body of the Lord,
就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Eats and drinks judgment on himself.
我们有一段祷告的时间。
Let us take a moment to pray.
我们思想我们的主耶稣来到我们的当中。
Let us meditate how Lord Jesus came to be in our midst.
我们能够思想我们在神面前的亏欠。
Let us meditate the transgressions we have against our Lord.
然后我们一起来领这个饼和这个杯。
Then we will partake of this bread and the cup.
请服侍的同工拿起来。 弟兄姐妹们，我们用一个感恩的心，我们一起来领受这个饼。
Brothers and sisters, let us take this bread with thanksgiving. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me."
弟兄姐妹，我们一起低头。
Brothers and sisters, let us pray.
恩主，我们再次谢谢你。
Gracious God, we thank you again.
为我们留下这一个饼和杯的一个圣礼。
That you have left for us this cup and this bread.
所以我们可以在这里常常纪念你。
So that we may be here to remember you often.
我们用一个感恩的心来到你的面前。
We come before you with thanksgiving.
求你真的是常常洁净我们的心。
Please cleanse us often.
让我们在奔走天路的时候。
And as we run towards you in this journey.
从你那里得到你自己的能力。
That we may get power from you.
让我们得一个得救的生命。
That we have a life that is saved.
常常过一个每天过一个得胜的生活。
That we may live a daily holy life.
我们将祈求祷告不配送奉主耶稣基督圣名而求。
We ask and pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹们，我们用一个感恩的心来领受这个杯。
Brothers and sisters, let us use a prayerful heart to take this cup. Let us rise and stand and sing Silent Night.
May our Lord's grace, love of our God, communion of Holy Spirit with you forever and ever. Amen. 弟兄姐妹们，请坐。
Please be seated.
今天晚上我们的聚会就到这里结束。
Our meeting for tonight ends tonight here.
祝大家有一个欢乐的圣诞佳节。
We hope that everyone has a Merry Christmas holiday.
大家晚安。
Good night.